Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to the podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language, to help you to improve your conversational English, to help you to improve your business English, to help you to improve your chances and opportunities of getting that job that you really wish for or desire. So we help you with your grammar, pronunciation, phrasal verbs, expressions, vocabulary, everything that you could possibly think of for English. And later on, I'll give you my contact details should you or somebody you know wish to contact me. So what are we going to cover in this particular podcast? Well, again, in this particular podcast, we're going to talk to you about adjectives, in particular, evaluative adjectives in English. Evaluative adjectives in English. Quite a mouthful, but it means adjectives to evaluate something or to measure something. And we're going to look at it in two aspects, positive evaluations and negative evaluations. Okay, so evaluative adjectives in English. So I'll give you the list of the positive and the negative, and then I'll go through them, give you some examples. Hopefully you'll get a better understanding. So positive, first rate, spectacular, stunning, clever, witty. And then negative, as you'd expect, the opposite, amateurish, predictable, fake, unconvincing, wooden. Okay, so let's start with the positive. When we describe something as first rate or top class, we mean it's really, really good. So the hotel I went to last week, oh, it was first rate. I mean, it was a 4-star hotel, of course, but really the services were first rate. The room was really wonderful. It was well furnished. There was a little living room area where I could sit and work on the table. And there was a very well appointed and presentable ensuite bathroom. So it was really first rate. Or if you go to a top class restaurant, you see the service, it was first rate. First rate meaning at the very, very top. Spectacular. Well, spectacular could be to do with views. There was a spectacular view from the rooftop. I know they advertised this as giving you the best view of the city, but wow, when you got up there, it was mind-blowing, spectacular. It was a panoramic view right around the whole horizon. You could see everything. And this particular day when I was there, the sun was shining, so it was really wonderful, beautiful views, spectacular. Yeah, so it can be a spectacular show. You go to an show with fireworks or a show on ice, so everything is decorated nicely. The scenery is wonderful. Everything is just amazing. And you can only think of one word to describe it, spectacular. Yeah. So often people call things a spectacle, and a spectacle is something grand and something amazing to look at. So when we use the adjective spectacular, spectacular view, spectacular event, spectacular performance. Next we have stunning. Well, stunning means just something wow, stunning. So your wife goes out to town to buy a new outfit for the wedding you've been invited to. She goes upstairs to get changed, and when she comes down, you look, oh my goodness, that is absolutely stunning. Where did you get that? It really, really suits you. It suits your figure. It's a wonderful, beautiful colour. A stunning outfit, okay? Or you go to visit a show house in a development that you're thinking of buying because you'd like to move to either a bigger place or somewhere outside the city, and the show house, which they've decorated really well, it's absolutely stunning. Yeah, wonderful kitchen, as your wife says, a kitchen she could die for, all the mod cons that you want with the dishwasher, and everything is inbuilt into different units and everything is hidden. So really, really very special, stunning. Or a stunning view, we mentioned before, a spectacular view. It could be a stunning view, yeah? So you stand at the top of Niagara Falls and you look down. And for me, when I did it, it was a stunning view. And any time I've been there since, it's been equally as stunning. Or the performance of your favourite rock band, you get a chance to go and see them with, you get a present of tickets, and it was just a stunning performance, really special, something that I've been waiting for and looking forward to for some considerable time. Stunning. Clever. Well, this can be an individual. He can be very clever. We describe our children as clever. We describe an idea as very clever. That's a clever idea. That's really smart. That will work. Or some new invention that, you know, it looks simple and you think, well, why didn't I think of that? Really, really clever. You know, something hidden. You get inside a new car and there's some little gadgets that Mercedes or BMW or Renault, whoever it is, have introduced onto the dashboard of the car, and you press a button and you think, oh, that's really clever. Yeah. So something nice, something attractive, something interesting, something intelligent, clever. And then finally, in relation to these positive evaluative adjectives, witty. Well, we can have remarks that are witty. So we always have friends that always know the right thing to say at the right time. Oh, that's really witty. He's so, so witty, isn't he? He always has the right thing to say at the right time. He can play with words in a way that nobody else can. Or the book was very witty. The prime minister or minister from the government is very witty. He knows when to say things that will give people a little bit of a chuckle, a little bit of a laugh. Witty, a witty remark. Okay, so again, those positive evaluative adjectives. First-rate hotel. Spectacular, a spectacular view. Stunning, a stunning outfit. Clever, a very clever invention. And witty, a very witty remark. Okay, let's look at the negative. Amateurish. Well, the opposite to amateur is professional. Professional footballer, an amateur footballer. Professional footballer trains for many years, gets extraordinarily well paid. Amateur footballer doesn't mean he's any worse than the professional, he just doesn't get paid for doing it. He does it out of love for the game. But when we call something amateurish with that ish on the end, it means really, really poor. Oh, that movie, it's you could tell it was a low budget movie. It was very amateurish. There were lots of mistakes, and you could see where they'd cut and spliced the movie and cut things out of it. I really, really didn't enjoy it. In fact, I thought it was a bit of a joke at first, but really they didn't have much of a budget. It was a very amateurish performance. Or you go to a presentation and you're expecting something amazing because it's an IT company. And when you get there, they're using a PowerPoint, very simple PowerPoint presentation. The slides are not in the right order. There are typos on the slides as you're trying to read them. They haven't increased the font size, so it's very difficult because you're sitting down at the back of the room. So really, when you come out of that presentation, you're not really impressed, and you say, I didn't think much of that. I thought it was very amateurish, not professional, amateurish. And that ish is quite an interesting addition to the end of words. You know, I will meet you at 7-ish. That means around 7. It might be a little bit before, it might be a little bit after ish. So amateurish means not really as professional as it should have been. Predictable. Well, predictable, not really so negative, but when something is predictable, there's no surprise. Yeah. So, the speech was as predictable as ever. Do you know that man? He says the same thing every time we have a presentation, every time somebody is leaving, every time he has to stand up and say a few words, he says the same thing. So at this stage, I've just switched off. It's very predictable. So in this case, we think it's boring. It's something we've heard 1,000 times before. Okay? Or somebody might say to you, well, let's try not to be so predictable this time. You know, every time we do a special event for our customers or our clients, we always do the same thing. We always go to the restaurant. We always give them a little gift. Why don't we do something different? Why don't we become a little spontaneous, not so predictable? They might like it. They might welcome the opportunity. Why don't we have a fun day out rather than a sit-down meal? That wouldn't be so predictable, would it? Mm-hmm. I try not to be predictable, meaning I don't want to sound boring. I don't want people to think I'm going to do exactly the same thing every lesson. So I tried not to make my lessons so predictable. Of course, they have to follow a certain pattern because you want to make sure people learn something. But when they're not so predictable, they can be a little bit of fun, a little bit entertaining, and certainly worthwhile. Fake. Well, when something is fake, it's not the real thing. Yeah. Okay. So anything that is fake isn't worth looking at. So a fake painting, it's not the real painting, but it may look like Van Gogh, but it's just a very amateurish attempt to copy Van Gogh. But somebody might like it because of the colors, but it is definitely a fake. Or a lot of people wear fake tans. Yeah? They like to have a tan from the sun, to be suntanned. But if they haven't been able to get away on a holiday, then they get this spray-on bottle of fake tan just so they don't look so white. And it can look okay, but sometimes if they don't put the fake tan on properly, it will look very bad and everybody will know because they can see little bits of white skin at the ankles or the back of the knees, whatever it might be. So yeah, it's very, very noticeable and it's very definitely fake, not the real thing. Wearing fake jewelry instead of a proper diamond or gold, this is very noticeable to those people who know the difference between real or unique or genuine and fake. Unconvincing. Well, arguments can be convincing or unconvincing. If you're unconvinced by the argument, it means you don't believe it, or they haven't given you enough information or detail, or they just have failed to convince you that you should do this or do that or not do this or not do that. His presentation was very unconvincing. In a case in front of a jury, so if somebody's on trial for some serious crime and the judge has the jury there, as they do in the UK and America, of 8 or 10 or 12 people, it's up to the lawyer or the barrister representing the accused to put forward a strong argument, to put forward a good case why his client should not be charged with that particular crime. And the jury's job is to listen to the evidence presented by the prosecution and the defence and then make a judgment decision as to whether the arguments are convincing or unconvincing. So if they are unconvinced by the arguments of the defence lawyer, unfortunately, then his client is going to be found guilty because they were not convinced. The arguments put forward as to why he shouldn't be found guilty were unconvincing. And then finally, wooden. Well, something that is wooden is something that is dull, something boring, something without any life. Like the table here is literally a wooden table, but there's no life in it, okay? It used to be a tree, but unfortunately the tree was cut down and now we have it turned into a desk. It's wooden. So the performance of some people, particularly actors or actresses, can be described as wooden by the critics when they review the film or the play because there was no real life in it. So the latest episode of James Bond went on release in the last couple of weeks, but unfortunately the critics of the movie were not convinced by the performance of his leading lady. They found her performance to be very wooden. She was beautiful, she was had beautiful clothes, but unfortunately she didn't act the part. Her accent was poor, her emotions were poor, so really her performance was can only be described as wooden. So a bit like the desk. Okay, so negative evaluative adjectives. Amateurish, something the opposite of professional, something not so good. Predictable, something that happens all the time, so no surprise. Fake, not the original, not the real thing. Unconvincing, something that doesn't get you to change your mind or believe it. Wooden, something dead, like the desk. Okay, so evaluative adjectives, positive and negative. Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed that. And as always, if you want to contact me, well, then you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. Always happy to get your contributions on something that you'd like me to include in the future. Okay, thanks for listening. Join me again soon.